Hodges F. A Short History of the Institutionalization of Involuntary Sexual Mutilation in the United States. In Denniston, G.C., Milos M.F., eds. Sexual Mutilation, A Human Tragedy. New York, Plenum Press, 1997. 17-40 Lumia AR, Sachs BD, Meisel RL. Sexual Reflexes in Male Rats. Restoration by Ejaculation Following Suppression by Penile Sheath Removal. Physiol Behov, 1979, 23-273-7 Karum D. Bronson F.H. Responsiveness of Female Mice to Propuceal Attractant. Effects of Sexual Experience and Ovarian Hormones. Physiol Behov, 1971, 7-659-62. Orsalik P.J., Gavinovsky A.M. Olfactory Preferences in the Rat Propuceal Gland. Biol Reprod, 1972, 6-219-23. Hucklebridge F.H. Noel N.W. Walters A. A Relation Between Social Experience and Propuceal Gland Function in the Albino Mouse. J. Endock, 1972, 55-219-23. Ninomiya K. Kimura T. Male Odors That Influence the Preference of Female Mice. Roles of Urinary and Propuceal Factors. Physiol Behov, 1988, 44-791-5. PubMed, Ninomiya K. Brown R. E. Removal of the propuceal glands alters the individual odors of male MHC congenic mice and the preference of females for these odors. Physiol Behov, 1995, 58-191-4. Chipman R.K., Albrecht E.D. The relationship of the male propuceal glands to the acceleration of estrus in the laboratory mouse. J. Reproduct Furt, 1974, 38-91-6. Laumani O. Gagnon J.H. Michael R.T. Michaels S. The Social Organization of Sexuality. Sexual Practices in the United States. Chicago, I.L., The University of Chicago Press, 1994. Authors K. O'Hara, B.S. J. O'Hara. Correspondence. Kristen O'Hara, P.O. Box 764, Hudson, Ma. USA 01749 Appendix 1 Questions asked in the survey to assess the level of intimacy. Set 1 During or after most intercourse. Have you noticed yourself having any of the feelings listed below? Irritability, unappreciated, sexually violated, emotionally aggravated, a general, out-of-sync feeling. He cared very little about my sexual satisfaction except for my vagina. He didn't seem to know I was their bit chai. Argumentative, we had two separate experiences. No feeling of sexual unison. Our thrusting rhythms were out of sync, felt like I was being used as a masturbating object, incomplete as a woman. I'm glad it's over. None of the above. Set two during intercourse with most circumcised / natural men. Do any of these thoughts generally cross your mind? He seems to be distanced from what I'm feeling. My mind wanders to other things. He seems to be working too hard at it. He seems to concentrate it on his sexual needs more than mine. He seems to have to work too hard at achieving his orgasm. I seem to be becoming disinterested. My vagina doesn't seem to be enjoying this sometimes when he really gets pumping. I'm afraid it's going to start hurting me. We seem to be engaging in two separate experiences. I feel wide awake, on alert. Frustration, discomfort, a general feeling of discontentment. None of the above. Set 3. How would you describe your general feelings after having sex with most circumcised / natural men? A feeling of relaxation, a feeling of being at peace with myself and my surroundings, a sense of human warmth and closeness to my partner, a sense of completeness and wholeness as a woman, a wonderful positive feeling afterglow. Gee, that was really great. What a lover. None of the above. Citation. O'Hara K. O'Hara J. The Effect of Male Circumcision on the Sexual Enjoyment of the Female Partner. B.J. Uint, 1999, 83 Supple 1. 79-84. Yeshua/Jesus did not come to promote belief in the Messiah/Christ. Neither did he come to promote the worship of Messiah/Christ. Yeshua/Jesus came to teach the people the way to become Messiah/Christ and fulfill the vision of a kingdom of priests and a holy nation of anointed Messiah/Christ. Disciples who are set aside for the service of the Most High God that Yeshua taught was the Father of all of mankind. The path of the way could not be walked by many Jews because they were carnal in their perception of the law, Torah, and could not use the key of knowledge to open the inner door to the kingdom. In like manner, the majority of the Roman and Greek followers who were too pagan to embrace the teachings of Yeshua were not interested in a life of genuine change and spiritual transformation, so they made Jesus their God so they didn't have to pick up their own cross and follow in the way. Thus, the church itself betrayed and crucified Messiah/Christ when it immersed itself in the way of the heathen and worshiped the messenger instead of imitating the pattern and example that Yeshua set as the required standard for all those who called upon the name of the Lord. The good news is that once you understand and are willing to live in accordance with the original teachings of the New Covenant, the promise is that you will know the truth for yourself as you are permitted entrance into the kingdom within you. LK 17:20-21. Main websites. To access the Ebionite homepage, if you call yourself a Christian, Jew, Messianic believer, Evianim, Nazarene, or Muslim, then it is imperative that you learn of the Ebionites who are true spiritual Israel. They are the poor ones to the ways and thinking of this world. The Ebionites were the Israelites of the Nazarene vow. They are / were the genuine disciples of Yeshua / Jesus who are in the world and not of it. The Nazarene homepage. The original spiritual teachings of Yeshua / Jesus as practiced by the people of the way who are known historically as the Essens, Ebionites, and Nazarenes. The teachings of the way are spiritual and provide a means to open the straight gate into the kingdom while still physically alive in the body / vessel. The Messianic Nazarene disciple of the way. While many teach that believers are saved by faith, the journey of the disciple of Yeshua is one of absolute dedication to the way. The disciple who becomes a brother to Yeshua must live as he lived and become a Nazarene who is consecrated and wholly set apart as they walk the narrow way, enter into the kingdom through the straight gate, and learn directly from the LRD, the one rabbi and teacher of the mysteries of GD. The Way of the Nazarene Ring's homepage. This is the ring homepage of the Way of the Nazarene. It will provide you with a listing of all the Nazarene rings and a brief description of the importance of walking in the way and entering the kingdom of God before physical death occurs. Come visit and learn the essence of the teachings of Jesus/Yeshua that were lost by the institutionalized church. The Long Island Mystic and Nazarene Disciple of the Way. The organizational homepage of the Nazarene, the Long Island Mystic, evangelical minister, and prophet of the way who God bestowed upon him the gift of the recall of his previous life as a disciple of Messiah/Christ, and thus has re-entered this world at the present time in order to restore the spiritual essence and teachings of his master, Yeshua/Jesus. The kingdom is within, and we must sojourn the narrow path of the way, enter the straight gate to the inner spiritual temple, while still alive in the physical body. Thus, modern Christians have misunderstood the words of Yeshua. He never said that we must physically die to enter the Edenic kingdom of origination, but rather, we must die to the culture, mindset, and ways of this world in order to enter the kingdom. While circumcision will not save the Jews, it is the ignorance of circumcision that will deprive Christians of the ability to enter the kingdom which they seek. In the true circumcision, we can not only bridge the gap between Judaism and Christianity, but also open the door to the true spiritual Torah and Word of God. We can also begin to understand why the Ebionites/Nazarene disciples and followers of Yeshua condemned the man known as Paul of Tarsus, who himself is erroneously viewed as anti-Jewish because it appears on the surface that he condemned the letter that killeth. And while it was said that the original followers of Yeshua observed the Torah, so too did the Essens, and they did not practice temple sacrifice and were vegetarian. Thus, only when we spiritually circumcise in the manner of the Essene Ebionites can we enter the kingdom that Yeshua declared was at hand.